welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Today I'm joined by Assistant Manager of Health Plus, Brad Awalt, and I'm going to be asking him some questions about the Vanderbilt Health Plan account and how it works. Thanks for being here today, Brad.
Oh, you're welcome.
The first question that I want to ask you is, can you just give me a little bit of an overview on how the health plan account works and what I can actually use it for?
Sure. If you complete Go for the Gold and pay for one of the Vanderbilt health plans, you will earn money that will be put into a health plan account. And that money can be used to pay for deductibles that you might be responsible to pay, and eventually coinsurance that you're also required to pay. It can't be used for copays when you go to the doctor and have to pay that $20, $30 copay.
And if I do incur some kind of a healthcare expense that qualifies, is there paperwork that I need to fill out?
No, you don't have to do anything. Blue Cross and Aetna will administer the money that's in your health plan account, and they'll kind of do that behind the scenes, so you don't have to take any action.
Okay, so it just happens automatically for me.
Correct.
Great. Can the money that's in my health plan account be used for anyone who's on my health plan?
Yes, anyone that is covered on your health plan insurance. So spouses or certified domestic partners, any dependents, if they have a health claim that will require you to pay the deductible or coinsurance, that money can be used for them as well.
What if I don't end up using the money that I earn from my Go for the Gold credit? Am I going to lose it?
No. If you have a balance and you stay in the health plan with Vanderbilt, that money will roll over to the next year and can be used. It will roll over from one year to the next, and it will max out at $1,000. Of course, you have to continue your participation in Go for the Gold. Now, if you switch health plans, that money will go with you. So if you go from Aetna to Blue Cross, the money will go with you. The only thing is, you may not be able to use it right in January or February. It'll take a few months before that money will be available. Probably about May is when that money will be there for you to use.
Well, if I participated in Go for the Gold last year, which lots of folks did that work at Vanderbilt, I might be wanting to know that my money is in my account to verify it, or maybe I had a medical expenditure that was applied to it and I just want to make sure that it went through. How can I actually access my balance and verify that?
That's a good question, because that's probably where a lot of people are kind of confused and not knowing where to go. Aetna and Blue Cross both have web portals that you can go to, and you have to create a user ID and password, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But you can go to those websites, and we'll link to those websites from the Health Plus website. But basically, when you log in to Blue Cross or Aetna, you'll be able to check your balance for that credit. You can also take a look at your EOBs, your explanation of benefits, and if that money is used in that health plan account, it's going to be indicated so in your EOBs as well.
Now, what if I've never logged into the Blue Cross or Aetna website before? I'm assuming I need to create a password from scratch.
Yes, you'll need to create your password. Your VUNet ID and ePassword does not work for these two web portals. You'll need to take your insurance card with you and use that as reference, and it will also ask some other information like your date of birth and your zip code, and then it will walk you through the process for you to create a user ID and password, and then that's what you'll use to get into the portal to check your balance online.
So if you've never logged into it before, you have to have your insurance ID card with you.
Yes, you'll need to have that handy, because there's going to be some information that you'll need to set that account. If you don't want to go the web portal route, you can call either Aetna or Blue Cross. Now, the only thing that you need to know if you're going to call them is the plans have different terminology for that wellness credit, so you need to make sure that you know what to ask for depending on what plan that you have. So for Aetna Standard, you can call Aetna at 800-743-0910, and you're going to ask for the balance of your health incentive credit. That's for Aetna Standard. For Aetna Health Fund, you call the same number, 800-743-0910, and you're going to ask for the balance of your health fund. And for Blue Cross Select, you're going to call 800-422-6712 and ask for the balance of your health reimbursement arrangement. And they'll be more than happy to help you with those questions.
Okay. So even though all of those different plans call it something different, they're all referring to the Go for the Gold Wellness Credit in the health plan account.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Are there any helpful tips that might really help folks as far as getting the information on the website, accessing it, that you haven't already mentioned that they need to know?
I don't think so. Just go to the portals or call the insurance and check that information. If you have trouble finding the information you're looking for, feel free to contact Health Plus. You can email us or give us a call at 343-8943, and we'll help you locate the information you're looking for.
Okay, and we'll also put links to all of this information below the WellCast so that people can access it easily. Thanks so much. I'm sure this will help clear up a lot of questions that people had.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this WellCast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.